Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, a word of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. I strongly urge you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following our words of encouragement, we will he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so lovely, Sister Danielle, for being such a lovely host and being responsible for keeping us on the air. We want to thank you so kindly for it. We want to thank all those who are part of this telecast who faithfully, daily, through the week and through the months and through the year, get up and dial in and support this telecast. I want to thank the church leadership at Graceview for being a part of Grace Nurture and making it such a possible means to deliver the Word of God through this medium. Today, I want to just be so kindly to all those who are part of this overall operation. We're at another end of another year, and we're still trying to serve God through this means. Today's lesson will be taken from John 3 and 16. We are in the holiday season, which most people refer to as the season to give. Also, during this season, more gifts are given than any other time of the year. Gifts are often offered by those who have never given before, the rich, poor, bad. Furthermore, the spirit of giving seems to be everywhere. But to no surprise, seemingly, people are waiting for what they believe to be the greatest gift of all. Now, maybe from a young mind or young perspective, this certainly is reality. But even still, those who have reached the age of adulthood are still expecting something of greater value than they had prior years gone by than they are getting today or this week or whatever the case may be. Subsequently, it is understood that gift giving is subject to a process, that is, offer and acceptance. John 3:16 presents for us a perfect example of this concept as God's concern and involvement in the human race's welfare. What do we mean when we talk about offer and acceptance? Well, like, for instance, you go to the grocery store, you go to the toy store today or tomorrow, whenever the case may be. You bring the merchandise to the counter and you look at the price on it. You give them the said amount and they allow you to walk out the store with the gift, the merchandise. Well, you offer them for the price that's on the tag and you accepted it. It's just like any other type of gift. When your husband, your wife, on tomorrow morning when you get up and they say, here honey, this is what I got you for Christmas, and you reach your hand out and you accept it. It was offered and accepted. It took place. This is to say that there isn't a gift that can be given without the process of offering and acceptance. In most cases, in the offering and acceptance process, we have the gift, we have the gift giver, and we have the gift recipient or recipient of the gift. And if any of the three are not present or not willing parties, then you don't have offer and acceptance. You don't have the gift-giving process. And so I like John 3:16. I like to bring it out this time of the year because people are in the spirit of giving. There are those who never given throughout the whole year decide somehow they are compelled to give during this time of the year. There are those who are real bad people, even the criminal element of society. They find the heart to give during this time of the year. Just something about this time of the year that puts most people in the spirit of giving. It reminds me of the story about the Grinch. You know, Grinch, he had a bitter heart, small heart, teeny tiny heart, didn't want to give, but the little girl, by the name of Cindy Lou, she touched his heart, and his heart grew 10 times that size that day, and he wound up giving. Now, I know this nursery rhyme, but when you think about human nature, how that we're compelled to give. You know, you take, for instance, myself, I'm not necessarily a Christmas type person, and I'm not, I support it, but I just don't, I wait till last minute to go gift shopping, and I'd rather just give some money than to go be picking up, putting down, and looking for gifts for a person. So, but I do give, I'm a giving person. But the idea of just like my wife, she would start looking and shopping 5-6 weeks out. Me, I wait till the last day, the last moment, and I'll come through, but I just don't get excited until that last 48 hours thing. I just how it is, but I do come through. And so the idea of having this process in place is a very unique thing. And I keep bringing this up because when we look at John 3:16, the process is there. It's right there for our very eyes. And we'll share a little bit of with you this morning, and we're going to title this discussion, The Greatest Gift of All. When we look at John 3:16, those who've been around for many years, they can recite John 3:16 without even having to read from the Bible. But I want to read it with you and share it with you this morning because I want us to really look at something and notice something we probably never paid much attention to, and that is the gift-giving process. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Now, in the process, I said the gift-giving process is three elements. There's a gift-giver, there's a gift, and there's a gift recipient or recipient of the gift. Well, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Now, God is the one who gives. And so, and when you look at it and say, what did he give? Well, the Bible said that he gave his only begotten Son. So this then makes Christ the gift. And this gift, oftentimes, you don't have to pay for it. This gift is a free gift that was given by God. Now, who is the recipient of this gift? It says, for God so loved the world. The world is a recipient of this gift, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him. So when we talk about offered and acceptance, God offered the gift freely. But we accept this gift when whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so we find that this process of offering acceptance is right here before our very eyes. I know in marketing and sales and commerce it's used, but here we find that when it comes to this plan of salvation, when it comes to God's relationship with mankind, we see that this process is right before our very eyes. And so when we talk about the greatest gift of all, this gift is greater than any other gift because it's a gift that's given from the greatest being that ever is, and that is God. You know, for instance, you know, you may go to Washington, D.C. I know as kids we'd go on field trips. We go to Washington, D.C. That's a great trip to go on. But when we go to the Pentagon, the White House, or when we go to a special place, it takes our field trip to a whole new level. And we just feel elated by being interested. We went to the White House, went to the Library of Congress and so forth on the field trip. But here we find that we received a gift from the president, a presidential seal type gift. But in the biblical sense, we are just getting a gift from the greatest gift giver, the creator of the world, that is God. And he gave us his most special gift, the most cherished person in his life. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God said in the other place, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. I recall coming up as kids, we played marbles. And those men, women who had Barbie dolls, you know, and, you know, your friend want to play with your Barbie doll, and the guys want to play with your G.I. Joe or play with your best marbles. We were willing to let them play with them, but to let them have them, that was pretty much an impossibility because it was cherished as our favorite, as our most choice gift that we owned. And we just weren't ready to part with it. Rarely would let them touch it or play with it. But here is not the case. Here is the case where the greatest gift giver of all times not only was allow us to share in with his gift, allow his gift to become our gift. He gave his only begotten Son. To those who didn't know, or those who didn't appreciate, or those who didn't even love his Son, he was willing to turn it over unto us. That is chosen. That demonstrates God's attitude, God's love towards us. He's a very unselfish God, unlike who we are. But he was so giving that he's willing to that he gave his only, that's all he had, he gave his only begotten son. And those who were the recipients weren't really appreciative of the gift. You know, oftentimes in the gift-giving process, when you give someone anything, you give them a ride from work or you loan them $5 or $10, you and I would stand there with an expectation of saying, of hearing them say, thank you, or I appreciate you giving me a ride or something. We feel quite torn inside when people don't reciprocate us with some kind of gratitude. But God's spirit and who God is, all God asks us to do is to believe in his son. And as far as God's concerned, the gift has been accepted. It's, the process is over. And that's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Not only by God giving us a gift and we accepting the gift, we get a bonus gift. You know, you ever did some merchandising and they say, well, a bonus gift is inside. Well, here is a bonus gift. Not only did we give someone to teach us how, not only God give us one to teach us how to live and forgive us of our sins, he's given us as a bonus everlasting or eternal life. Now, you talk about the greatest gift of all. Oh, yeah, I know we want a diamond ring, we want a new car, we want a new sofa, we want to go on a vacation. But here we talk about the greatest gift of all, being extended to someone who may turn their nose up to, don't truly appreciate it, not really protective, and don't cherish it as they ought to. How do we view the gift that God gives us? Are we showing God, who gave us the gift, that we appreciate, that we're thankful, that we're grateful? Are we displaying gratitude? Do we deserve the gift? We need to ask ourselves, do we deserve Jesus? Do we deserve that? Do we deserve that diamond ring, that new car, or that new home, or that nice vacation? Do we deserve it? Are we grateful? Are we gratitude? The gift giver felt we did, that we were, but how do we feel? What will we do going forward? We're about to end the year. We know that God's the greatest gift giver. He gave us the greatest gift. Now, will we receive it in such a way that would display ourselves being the greatest gift recipients? We're ending this year. We're going into another year. How will we receive Jesus Christ? How will we be grateful for the one who gave us Jesus Christ? How will we respect, how will we receive the greatest gift of all, eternal life? I just want to think on these things for a moment as we meditate on this blessing this morning, the greatest gift of all, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I want us all to enjoy our holiday and all the things that we are a part of. But let us think about offering and acceptance and the greatest gift of all through the lens of God, Jesus Christ, and ourselves. May God bless you and may he keep you in our prayers this morning. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this day. We're so thankful for all that you are and all that you shall become. Heavenly Father, be merciful to us, kind to us, as we continue to live out our lives. We want to be grateful. We want to be thankful. We want to show gratitude for all that you do and all that you shall ever do for us. Be with us this day and this week, remaining this year. Allow us to realize and recognize that, yes, we have received the greatest gift of all because we received it from the greatest gift given of all. Now, are we worthy? Are we grateful? Are we deserving for the gift that God gave us? God extended his son. Not everyone has accepted. Many have turned their nose up to the greatest gift of all, but not me. I accept it. And I'm going to learn to accept it and be more appreciative of it than I've ever been in my life. I ask you to bless all of us who are listening to this telecast this day. That it be our charge, it be our challenge, and it be our intent to live a better life for God going forward. This will be our prayer on this day. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Let us say amen.